We're just over 5 weeks away from Election Day. Let's hear from KYW special contributor Larry Kane in this commentary.
For those in public and back rooms of power, Pennsylvania always seems elusive. The Pennsylvania Trump campaign is still conflicted about early voting. GOP Senate candidate David McCormick, who's championed mail voting, is now joining the party in trying to delay the mail vote in Montgomery County. It's too late. The first ballots have arrived, pleasing the Bob Casey Senate campaign. Independent polling is hard to find in Pennsylvania, but it's still close between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. The most recent polls show Harris up by 4 to 6 points, but the average of all polls to date is about a 1% lead for the VP, which is still a dead heat. Both parties have different problems. Democratic insiders in Philadelphia are campaigning for more resources to get the vote out. This is an urgent request, even with a large registration advantage. Republicans in the city have weakness in the ranks, except for the far northeast. The state Democratic Party has no issue with the Harris campaign, but state Republicans are again hoping to hear more from Trump about solutions and less controversy. The Pennsylvania suburban communities are strong for Democrats, especially Montgomery, Delaware, and Chester. Bucks, driven by book banning controversies, is always a question mark. But gains in the far suburbs, Lancaster and Northampton, may fill the gaps. The overriding question in this now fast and furious campaign is turnout and ground game. In a close race, ground game is everything. I can tell you, having witnessed a total of 14 of these statewide races since 1968, that party leaders are more jittery than I have ever seen them. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.